Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today? Today. Find out now. Here's Michael.
Oh, well, good evening, everybody. It's 8 o'clock, and it's 93 degrees here on the East Coast today. It was a fantastic day. Welcome to On the Couch, and whoever's there, go ahead and mute your phone. Anyways, we have a great show tonight. The show topic tonight is transition. We have our resident intuitive, Sandy Athey, that is going to be delivering your messages from the inbox, as well as Daphne Clark Hudson, empowerment specialist and author, best-selling Amazon.com author of Dream Big, Seven Keys for Stepping into Your Calling, and her new book, Styling Space, The Complete Style Guide, coming out September 19th, is going to be here tonight. We're going to help you transition. If you want to transition, if you want to go ahead and call in and tell me how you transition or how you want to transition, go ahead and call in at 516-418-5594. Take your calls the whole hour. Sandy, of course, will be delivering your messages from the Universal Inbox. And other than that, we're just going to have a little bit of fun. Open up a little bit of music. This is Amanda Marshall with Everybody's Got a Story, and we all know everybody's got a story. So when we get back, the show starts. Don't go away. You're on the couch.
Breathe. Show the world that beauty.
Amanda Marshall. Everybody's got a story.
Everyone has questions about business, love, pets, or life in general. Did you know the universe has answers for you? For an appointment to check the inbox for your messages, call or text me, Sandy Athey, at 410-747-6510. Your message is waiting. Call or text me, 410-747-6510. Safe journeys, and I'll talk to you soon.
But you don't have to wait. Sandy Athey is joining us right now. Sandy, you always look lovely when you come to my couch. I have a new studio. I'm wondering, do you like it? It's lovely.
I love the transformation.
You do? Transformation, the topic of the evening.
It's lovely. Very comfy. Very cozy. I like all the pillows. On the couch tonight.
Honest to goodness. For those who don't know, we do this show remote. Sandy is in Maryland. And I'm in D.C. And yes, I decorated this thing with so many pillows. You have no idea. Bed Bath & Beyond and Pier 1 are sold out. But Sandy, transition is something everybody's going through on Facebook and stuff. I saw your picture from Carol Stover on Facebook today. Brilliant picture, by the way. I mean,
thank you.
You can't look even more beautiful. But what does the universe have to tell us about transition? And by the way, Sandy will be delivering your messages from the universal inbox later on. Please call in at 516-418-5594. But what does the universe have to tell us about transition tonight?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Michael. Of course, I check the universal inbox for all of us. There's a collective inbox. Just like we have individual inboxes with the universe and our private thoughts and who we are and private messages, but we also have a collective consciousness. And this is the message from the universe to our collective consciousness and from their collective consciousness tonight. And it's about transformation. And transformation is a process, and it's something that we do every day. Some transformations take time, maybe birth or death or aging, a good meal that always takes time, writing, creating, and of course in my case, getting ready takes some time for me to transform, right. But being aware and deliberate as to how you change, what direction you focus on, what outcome you wish to achieve, is the message from the universe on this subject. Focus on the result, and the easiest path to get there will magically appear. Did you get that? Focus on the result, and the easiest path to get there will be magically revealed. And that is the message, everybody listening, about transformation. We are constantly transforming. The earth is constantly transforming. Every single day is different, even though it's the same. And as you're transforming or transitioning and setting these goals, keep your focus on what it is that you wish to achieve, what the result is. And the universe will fill in that path along the way. Don't you think, Michael?
I certainly do. Recently I had, the reason why I chose transition is that in the last 8 weeks I had a home invasion. Two guys came up from the left, two guys came up from the right, one came through the door, we were ushered into, I had friends here, we were ushered into the piano room at gunpoint and had a sheet put on our head and we were zip tied and duct taped, and I was totally robbed and everything. Every drawer, every shelf was on the floor. And I realized for the first time in my life that sometimes we don't realize that every day could be our last, whether it be disease or what have you. So my point on transition is that I went ahead and redid the whole house. We repainted it, changed furniture around, had to get that bad mojo out of here. But it me when it came to understanding transition being what do I do from here? Where do I go? What do I understand? Did I understand anything? Oh, who's that? Someone's phone is ringing. Anyway.
Oh, well.
It was a really good understanding and understanding what I want. What do I want to include in my life? What do I want to become? And I kind of lost the fact that it was my choices determine my outcome. I really get that. So it was...
You did. And you did a marvelous job. And the universe helped you all along the way. You didn't really plan on taking the summer off and doing all of this, but you knew how you wanted your life to be. You knew how you wanted your house to feel.
God knows I couldn't afford to take the summer off, but I thought, you know what? In 46 years, I own that month, so
You're
I never
You're breaking
had,
up a little bit, Michael. You're breaking
am
up
I?
A little bit. Yeah.
No. I'm in a new office. I'm just trying to go ahead and do this as I can. Hear me?
I think we need an adjustment.
An adjustment? Let's go a little bit more music, and we'll be back with Daphne Cuts while I make judgments. Don't go away. Drew Stevens, love that guy. All right. You're back on the couch. Sandy Athey, Michael Couch here, and we are about to introduce Daphne Clark Hudson and Catherine Storing. Sandy, did everything break up well, or are we good?
We have transitioned perfectly.
Fantastic.
Perfect sound. Good job, Michael Couch.
Thank you very much. Like I said, a new office, a new understanding. Anyways, bringing on Daphne Clark Hudson. Daphne Clark Hudson has been a friend of mine. She's from Montego Bay, Jamaica. She is a speaker, TV and radio producer and host of A New Day. And she is one of the most inspirational people I've ever met in my life. Daphne Clark Hudson, thank you for coming on to my new show. This is your first time here on the couch.
I am so excited to be on the couch and like Sandy, I love pillows, so I feel cozy. And
of course,
on my cup of tie with my pinky up in the air.
There we go. Daphne,
the pillows are great, aren't they, Daphne?
My God, they are. They are. You need to get a purple one, though.
I have two purple ones, but they have these little jewels on them. So when you sit on them, they actually make creases on the back of your legs. But
it's a
small price to pay.
Get all velvet one without the jewels.
Well,
absolutely.
Don't put the jewels between your legs. You'll be okay, right?
There we go. Well, everybody
no,
has
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
Oh my God! I couldn't resist.
I'm sorry. You left that one open, Michael.
I know, I did. It's my bad. Daphne, for those people who don't know you, give us a little bit of background. From Montego Bay, Jamaica, you made your way to New York. You became a doctor. You had a son. Became the person you are today, which is a fantastic empowerment specialist and a person that I go to for inspiration and understanding. But tell us your story in a nutshell.
Thanks, Michael. My journey was a rough one. However, I would not have changed it for anything else. I lost my mother at the tender age of 13. And I know people are covering their mouths now and saying, what? Because they are now talking to a transformed and empowered human being at the age of 67. So all the adversities and struggles that I have experienced, I look at them as life learning experience and attending school of life. Many people think majority of your schooling takes place in an institution, but those who think that, they are really mistaken, because the bulk of our schooling takes place in our everyday things that we do in life. Every step we take is a learning experience, and we ought to do that. So thanks for mentioning all of the accolades that I have acquired. However, the people that listen to me and the people that I serve, Michael, they are not utilizing my expertise because of my degrees and anything like that. They are doing so because of my story. I am real. They can touch me. And I'm not embarrassed to be vulnerable to them and to let them know, if I can do that, so can you. There's no reason to be embarrassed or to be ashamed about your journey, because our mess is what makes our message.
Very, very true. But you have a lot of people out there who are not, you used the word embarrassed. There are a lot of people out there who are just frightened to tell their story, to convey their message, and to ask for help. So when it comes to transition, how do you approach those who approach you to ask for guidance when it comes to transition or empowerment? And I know you have a great event coming up in Montego Bay, but before we go there, how do you encourage
those? The first thing I do, Michael, is I congratulate for the decision to take action, because you say that people are afraid, and it's true, because majority of the people who are afraid is because they are trying to do it by themselves. They want to be lone rangers, and they don't want
yeah,
to ask.
Yeah, but Daphne, both of us know that neither one of us likes to ask for help, and Sandy as well. So everybody
mm-hmm.
out there who is not wanting to ask for help, it is
yes.
so hard to ask for that kind of guidance.
However, we need to trust our instinct. There is somebody. I'm not going to ask everybody for help, but there is someone that I can trust and respect enough. So we have to do the work. You can follow
yeah.
your heart. Your heart is going to say to you, you can talk to Michael, or you can talk to Sandy, or you can talk to Daphne. But what's happening, people ignore that because they think it has to be something complicated.
That's so true, Daphne. That is
true.
Yeah, we do complicate things.
Exactly. So if we can just follow our heart, how many times you are driving down the highway, that's the highway you've been taking for 15 years, and this one morning your instincts say to you, turn around, don't go that road this morning. And what you did, you ignored it, and you head on down that place. And you're stuck there for 3 hours. You couldn't go where you're wanting to go.
Yeah.
It's the same thing we do with our lives. We are getting these messages, and we are ignoring them, and we stay stuck.
Well, why do we ignore the messages? I mean, gut feelings are gut feelings. So, for example, if you go ahead and leave 5 minutes late for work, you're always in angst, but that 5 minutes could have saved you from that car accident 5 minutes before.
Yes.
So we
yes.
have to trust the universal understanding to program us enough to understand that there is no coincidence, there is no misunderstanding, there is just divine intervention. Would you agree, Daphne?
I agree. The bottom line, Michael, why we ignore it is because we trust other people's opinion
mm.
over our own instinct.
Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
And also, I don't think that following our instincts is something that we're brought up to believe in. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that we're brought up to do.
Or embrace.
And,
yeah.
Exactly. And it takes a while to reprogram and transition and transform into someone
yeah.
that really does trust their instincts
yeah.
and the guidance from the universe.
Yes.
And themselves, their own guidance.
Exactly. It takes work, Sandy.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, we both have stories. Oh, yeah.
We have to do the inner work. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
happen overnight. I did not just get up last week and evolve into this person I am today. It took investment in me. It took work.
It's a process. That's what the universe's message was tonight, was that it's a process, and keeping your eye focused in on what it is you want to become, what it is that you want to do with yourself. And then the universe will bring everything in alignment for you
exactly.
to reach that goal.
Exactly. It's like playing a dart game.
Mm-hmm.
Watch dart players. Their eyes is always on the bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking in any other place. Their eye is on the bullseye, although their dart will probably go in the inner circle or the outer, but they never took their eyes off the bullseye.
Right.
And when you're looking to be transformed, that's what you got to do. You have to see the end from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and you keep your eyes regardless of what hindrances is coming your way. You keep your eye on the bullseye and you say, I know what this is going to do for my life. I know what's going to do for my spouse, my significant other, my children. And I got to go the full course. I must play full out.
Yeah.
Daphne, what? Oh, I'm sorry, Michael.
No. Go ahead, hon.
No, I wanted to ask Daphne, what was it that inspired you to transform from that victim feeling to an empowered individual? What really sparked that for you? What inspired you?
To be honest, Sandy, I cannot remember any time in my life that I was a victim. And
good for you.
Is I grew up poor in Jamaica. But the one thing my mother always tell me before she passed on, sweetie, that's what they call me in Jamaica, you become anything you want in life. And she programmed me to become a nurse. And I became a nurse, but I knew there was something else. So I'm always seeking, Sandy.
It's just part of who you are, right? And your mom had a huge influence on that.
Exactly. I'm sitting here, and I can still hear my mother's voice in the back of my head. There was once in my life when I was so entangled in religion, and I was afraid to express my authenticity and uniqueness. And it was not until I started working with Dr. Miles Monroe, who was my mentor and coach for several years, that I knew it was okay to express my understanding about spirituality. And it's not that I'm giving up on religion or Christianity, but I'm called to spread the message, and I can do it unapologetically.
So that's great.
Right. Yeah.
Although I had gone through all these adversities, they were all my stepping stones. So I am proud to say I've never been a victim.
I love that.
To reinvent and transform myself. But I knew I had to spend the money. I know I had to ask for help. And that's what I have been doing.
Well, the important thing is also to remember for the listeners to take the time to be quiet and to have quiet reflection enough to go ahead and discover the fact that there is a reinvention, a repositioning, a transition up in the up in the works. It's being that quiet. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to On the Couch with Daphne Clark Hudson and Sandy Acey. When we get back, Catherine Storing will be here. Don't go away. You're on the couch.
Hey, this is James Lucente from Lucente Entertainment. I specialize in branding, developing, and managing young musical talent. But for an hour a week, I really enjoy listening to Michael Couch on the couch. Like a corkscrew,
You're on the couch with Michael Couch.
All right. You're back on the couch with Michael Couch. Our resident intuitive Sandy Atheist here, as well as Daphne Clark Hudson. And joining us now is Catherine Storing, author of Dream Big, Seven Keys for Stepping into Your Calling, an Amazon bestseller, and her new book, Styling Faith, The Complete Style Guide, coming out on September 19th. Catherine, thank you for joining us. It's the first time here for you.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for having me. I'm having so much fun. I love your music.
Thank you so much. Now, we're talking about transition. You've helped many people transition in your life. Where was your calling? You're a fashion designer. You're from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Suffolk University. You're a Christian. You're a victim of divorce. How did you transition to become the person to be empowering others?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. So I was my first client. I was very shy. I was bullied from an early age, and I was just told that everything about me was wrong. My height, my curls, my non-existing curves, everything that I couldn't change about myself was, quote-unquote, wrong. So if you hear that for 18 years, you actually believe it. Thankfully, I moved to the States when I was almost 19, and the same things that I used to hear when I was growing up, I heard it here. But the tone was different, and the way that I meant it was different. They were saying, oh, Catherine, you're so skinny. And Catherine, your hair is so curly. But they were saying like it was a good thing, you know. And after you hear it for a while, you're like, okay, so maybe this, you know, maybe I'm okay.
Oh, good Lord. So what, you were tall, skinny, and had curly hair, and that was your plight? That's how you were bullied?
That's how I was bullied. But imagine if you don't look like everybody else and everybody else is telling you that you're the one that's wrong and that they're fine because they're the opposite. And that's why I am a fashion stylist today, because I know exactly what it feels like to not fit in, to not be able to dress your body, to not have the confidence to stand out and really do the things that you have been called to do. So today I'm not shy anymore. I love on Catherine quite a lot. And I know how to stand out. I wear crazy colors, and I love my curls. But I had to go through that transition. I had to learn how to love myself, and that's why I can see other people's beauty, because I had to learn how to see my own beauty.
Right. I'm going to go to Sandy on this one. Sandy, agree with me, because I find it, Catherine, no disrespect whatsoever, I find it so odd that someone so beautiful, so tall, so charming, and so intelligent, and actually, when Catherine actually got to the States, she didn't even know a lot of English. So she went into ESL, worked at Dunkin' Donuts, and now she is a best-selling author. Sandy, what does the universal inbox hold for Catherine?
Oh, my goodness. Catherine, you are so gorgeous. Inside and out. And we always have challenges that we come into every earth walk with. And maybe it was that you were challenged by that type of, you know, that those type of comments coming to you, so that you could learn to love yourself and you could learn to move forward and be happy with who you are. Because when we are balanced and happy with ourselves, we pass that on and contribute to the world and the universe in the most effective way. And that really is, we're taught to keep the arrow away from us. What other people are saying, what other people are doing, whether it be a lawyer telling you what to do or a doctor telling you what to do or fashion telling you what to do. But when you turn that arrow, and it just makes you feel inadequate, because you're not going to live up to all of those expectations. So I always walk through life, and I know Catherine does this too, because I can see this as her message tonight, and you're getting a big attaboy for this, which is, as long as I'm okay with God, I'm fine. I'm fine. It doesn't matter what else is going on, as long as I interpret and feel that love from God and that everything is okay in that area, everybody's going to have an opinion. God's is the only one that works
exactly.
for me. You know, it really is. And I see this for you. You and I have a real connection in that area. You are so loving. God is telling me in this moment how loving you are to the universe and how much you do care about the things that you do and the books that you put out and the way you communicate with the world and the universe. You really take great care with that, and you're very deliberate, and you're very discerning now with who and what you share your energy with and who and what you connect with, and you're getting two thumbs up, a lot of gold stars, and a real big attaboy. You're doing a fantastic job. God is very happy with you.
I so appreciate that, and that's exactly what I learned. I actually thank those people that couldn't see me when I was growing up. There was nothing wrong with me. I was really a mirror to them because they didn't love themselves. And that's why I call myself a beauty highlighter. I don't change anybody. I just highlight what's already there. I believe that everyone is beautiful in their own right, and all they have to do is accept their uniqueness. Imagine if all of us look the same. If we all have the same curls, if our skin tone were the same, that will be kind of boring, but we live in a world where we have dark skin and light skin and people with curly hair, people with straight hair, and tall people and short people, and there's beauty in all of that. But if I don't see my own beauty, I won't be able to see yours. And that's
exactly
why I connected with Daphne, because Daphne feels the same way. She believes that we are unique, that we're beautiful, and what better way than to bring two island girls, right, that are sassy and loudmouth and opinionated, and all those are good things, by the way, getting together so we can help other people to see their beauty and actually step out in a bold way and share their light and share their passion and their gifts in an unapologetic way, in a way that says, I don't care what you think, I'm awesome, and I still think you're awesome, and just do your thing.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I want to bring up the fact that I'm a mirror. I've loved that statement for years.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I'm a mirror to everything you hate in me, everything you love in me, everything you want to become. I'm a mirror. So,
exactly.
Catherine, that is so very smart and so very kind to go ahead and take it that way. Because you get to a point in life where there's so much hatred, there's so much angst, there's so much uncertainty where granted, I'm a mirror, but it's the kindness and the softness and the understanding, and it's the choosing to want to be better that makes people attracted to you and makes them want
to. That's the key. You said it.
That's the key.
You said it. You choose.
Yeah.
You choose. Like, I live in Boston, and I've been here for 21 years, and I have never been discriminated against. 21 years here. Other people say that it happens to them all the time. And I'm not saying that's not an experience, but I am choosing to say that that person was a jerk. It was not because of me. It was because of them. Now, what experience is more empowering? Thinking that there's something wrong with me and they don't like me, or thinking that person is a jerk, whether I look this way or another way, and I go on my merry way, you know, doing my thing. So it's really choosing what experience you're going to have.
Exactly.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's real interesting because the Native Americans, they look at your heart. They don't look so much at how you look visually, but they look at your energy and how you come across and that love that comes out of your heart. And I think that this culture, well, this world or whatever, we really put so much stock in how things look rather than looking past that to the real heart, the real person. The real
Absolutely.
Soul of that person.
Have you seen, I don't know if you have ever experienced that, have you seen someone that looks really good on the outside, and then they open their mouth and they become the ugliest person you have ever
all
seen?
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we all have.
All the time.
And then you see someone, you have a friend that is a dear friend to you, and you describe it to someone, and you describe them like a supermodel. And then that person meets your friend, and you're like, are you sure that's the same person you were describing to me? But then they open their mouths, and they're so kind, and they're so giving, and they love you with all your faults, warts, and all. And then you see their beauty, because sometimes you have to close your eyes to be able to see beauty.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to ask you the same question I asked Daphne. What inspired you to transform and to move past that? What was it that really triggered that in you?
Yeah, well, it was moving here. So I arrived here almost before I turned 19, and I didn't speak the language. I didn't have any friends. I didn't have a job. And I lived with my parents, which was not a great thing at the time. And I just decided I'm not a victim. What I always wanted to do was go to college in the U.S., marry an American, and work with computers. That's just what I wanted to do my whole life. I did not know how that was going to happen, but I knew that was going to happen. And you know what I did? I learned English, I married an American, and I work with computers. So,
good for you. You know, you kept your eye on the ball. There you go. You kept your focus on what you wanted. That's great.
That's it. That's it. And you have to get up. You have to get up. Every time something happens, you just have to remind yourself, this is what I want. And no matter what happens, what they say, what they don't say, I matter. I am valuable. And I am going to get what I want.
I just, may I interject here and just piggyback on something that Catherine mentioned?
Please do.
About somebody introducing somebody or talking about somebody. And then they say how pretty the person was, and then when the other person saw them, they're thinking, you're sure? Now, what a lot of people tend to forget is that our true beauty and the beauty that we see in others is affirmed through the use of impeccable words.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
When we continue to use impeccable words to describe ourselves and to others, beauty go way beyond skin deep. But those who don't spend the time to learn this stuff, whatever hurting terminology comes to their minds, that's what they spit out. And that really doesn't have anything to do with you or I. They're really just illustrating who they really are. So
exactly.
I want to encourage the listeners, if you are not yet doing so, get into the habit of practicing the use of impeccable words. Your life will be on the cusp or the beginning of true transformation.
Yeah, picking your words very carefully and meaning what you speak. There's those four laws of understanding that are very, very important to understand. Taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594, listening to Daphne Clark Hudson and Catherine Storing, author of Dream Big, Seven Keys for Stepping into Your Calling. Sandy A., the author of The Daily Dance, is here tonight. Take a little bit of break, and you know what? We're going to go ahead and talk about Daphne and Catherine in Jamaica with their empowerment seminar. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Steve Silverman, and I guess a writer, producer, director kind of guy, and I know Michael very well. In fact, so well that I'm on the couch with Michael Coach, which is weird, so I'm technically on the coach. Whatever.
When my legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? 'Cause darling, I'm thinking about how
Hudson and Catherine Storing. Captain Clark Hudson is an empowerment specialist. Catherine Storing's book, Dream Big, Seven Keys for Stepping Into Your Calling, an Amazon bestseller. Her new book, Styling Faith, The Complete Style Guide, comes out September 19th. And Sandy Athey, your resident intuitive, is here delivering your universal inbox. Daphne, let's go to you. You got a great event coming up in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Oh, my God. Talk about empowerment.
Thank you, Michael. I'm so excited. I tell you, Catherine and I, we have been called to lead the Ignite the New You in Paradise, which is a 6 days retreat taking place at the Rose Hall Hilton Zilara Hotel. And it is created for all small business owner entrepreneurs who is really ready to unveil their brilliance. Because like yourself, Michael, you just mentioned you have been an entrepreneur for a long time.
Yeah.
And you just, at the top of the hour on the show, you said you know you could not afford to take the summer off. And this is what we do as entrepreneurs. We sit around, we wait for everything to be perfect before we take the time off to reinvent who we are and to invest in who we want to become. And this is the reason this retreat is created, to give you the tools to understand how to creatively do that. Because unless we can operate in overflow, we are not at our best to serve our clients, our significant other, and our community. So we are going to help people understand why they do what they do. We are going to expose them to joint venture partnerships. We are going to work with how to keep the fire going in your professional relationship as well as your personal relationship. We are going to be teaching them the importance of your body movements. How does it ignite everything else that is taking place in your life? Because there are two things that we don't do as human beings. We are not keeping still and we are not moving enough. So we are going to also be focusing on that. There will be one-on-one coaching. There will be mastermind exposure. There will be island day tours. There people will have the opportunity to have spa days. They are going to have the opportunity to play golf, those who are golfers. And, Michael, because you have been so generous to us, we have something special for all of your guests. And this offer is only for the people who are on the couch with Michael Couch.
Love it.
And everyone who would go right now or at the end of the show, if they would go to Ignite the New You in Paradise Retreat and register and put insert the code KOWCH.
Flatter. Go
what
ahead.
Did you say?
I'm flattered. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Okay. They will receive a $400 discount off the registration. This is only for Michael Couch's people. It cannot be used through any affiliate programs. This is just for the people in the On the Couch community. Because, Michael, over the years, you have been extremely generous to me. You know, we can shoot the breeze. We can chat. We go through our sad time together, tears together, laugh together. And Catherine and I just wanted to invest in your people because they need to be there.
Thank you so much. And I want to go ahead and just tailspin on that one. The biggest thing I've learned in my life is that so many people wait to be successful to be happy.
Yes.
And I think it happens backwards. I think you have to be happy to be successful. You have to understand your own desire. You have to understand your own understanding. You have to understand your own frame of reference. You can't wait for something to happen. And you know what? As much as we think that we are so in control of the situation, I will suggest that the universe has a lovely way of reminding you and redirecting you into where exactly you need to be at the right time. So for those listening, don't be angry at the misdirection. Think of it as repositioning.
Exactly.
And
love
re-understanding.
That. That is so true.
Sandy, we're about 5 minutes out. Sandy, give us your thoughts.
Oh my gosh. You are two beautiful women that are doing a real service to not only yourselves but the people attending, and I see this being sent out to the universe and a big burst of, it looks like I'm getting a vision of fireworks, because you two together are definitely fireworks, and I see this beautiful the fireworks coming out of the event. And the people smiling. I see so many smiles and hugs and people just feeling really good about themselves, really good about their future, and really good about the situations that surround them. And I know, speaking of the mirrors, that is a reflection of what you two bring to that organization and the organizing of the event. Thank you very much. Very, very much for contributing such love to all of us.
Oh, thank you. That was so, so sweet. And I love me some fireworks, so I love that.
Oh, that's great. Oh, there are all those Big Bang ones, and there's sparkles coming out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
I love sparkles. Anything that shines, I love that.
Thank you.
I can't thank all of you more enough for being on the couch. Daphne Carr Cutson, Empowerment Specialist. Daphne, we got a little short time. Give us your website.
My website is DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And people who get on my mailing list to become part of my inner circle, we have some unique gifts for you. And again, the website for the retreat is IgniteTheNewYouInParadiseRetreat.com. And remember, your code for discount of $400 is COUCH, K-O-W-C-H.
Ah, you're lovely. Catherine, let's get yours.
Absolutely. It's stylingfaith.com, or you can type katherinestoring.com. They both get you there. And I'm usually hanging out on Twitter. Style Soaring is my handle. And I just want to thank you so much for your time, and Sandy as well. You guys are like the dynamic duo, Batman and Robin. Awesome, awesome.
Thank you.
I know. I love Michael Couch.
I love
this man too much.
You guys. Sandy Athey at sandyathey.net. Thank you so much for listening. This is On the Couch. I want to go ahead and end this with this song, and I think all of us will understand it as children will listen. You're listening to On the Couch. Tune in next week. I got some good stuff planned. But for all of you, good night. Listen to this, Sandy. Hold on. Love you all, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Hey, children will listen. Careful the things you do, children will see and learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn, to learn what to be. Careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen. How do you say to your child in the night, nothing's all black, but then nothing's all white? How do you say it will all be all right when you know that it mightn't be true? What do you do? Careful the wish you make. Wishes are children. Careful the path they take. Wishes come true. Not free. Careful the spell you cast, not just on children. Sometimes the spell may last past what you can see and turn against you. Careful the tale you tell, that is the spell. Children will listen.